KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 22 degrees. We do look forward to be partly cloudy today, a little warmer than yesterday, a high around 44. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department is raising funds for the department's Christmas programs benefiting Cass County residents. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue said that one of those programs is a Family Dreams Christmas.
That program is put on by our Reserve Department. So they're the ones that review the applications for the process. They're the ones that choose the families. They're the ones that shop with them. They come in all day. They'll be there at 6 in the morning, and they won't leave till 4 or 5 o'clock when everything's done. So that one is going to be held this Saturday, December 21st. And for that, there are applications that we ask to be filled out to be considered. Those applications can be picked up 8 to 4 at the Atlantic Police Department, and we ask them to be turned in by December 11th by 4 p.m.
The applications will be reviewed that same evening. Lieutenant Hogue said each family selected will receive a full Christmas dinner and then go shopping at downtown stores on December 21st.
Debtors has been fantastic in donating vehicles for use for the day. That way we know we have vans and big SUVs to get the families around shopping and get those items back to the police department where they can take them home.
Another program run by the full-time police officers is Shop with a Cop on December 22nd, and there is no sign-up or application process for that program.
Our officers and chief, and we reach out our own and kind of solicit from people in the community and get names and we cold call people, and sometimes it catches them off guard, and we, you know, have gotten used to that and kind of break the ice, because when I call and say, hey, this is Devin with the police department, you don't usually get that phone call followed up with, hey, do you want to come shopping with us?
Last year, a total of 10 families were served in the Family Dreams Christmas, and 35 children went shopping with a cop. Anyone can make cash or check donations throughout the year for those programs simply by stopping by the Atlantic Police Department Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you have any questions or inquiries, call the Atlantic Police Department at 712-243-3512. Now, Lieutenant Hogue, by the way, was nominated for the 2019 Scrooge competition. The goal of that program is to raise money and canned food items for the Atlantic Food Pantry. Hogue is accepting donations made to his Venmo account or made in person. You can also drop off donations at the Atlantic Police Department. Canned food items can be dropped off at the PD also or at the City Hall office. And he said if your child is at the Washington or Schuler Elementary Schools, they're holding a canned food drive until November 26th. All items collected will go toward Hogue's score in the Scrooge competition. There will also be a grade-level competition with the winning classes in each grade level and being invited to be the Free Merchant movie on December 8th. That'll be chaperoned by the Atlantic Police Department, and each student will receive a snack purchased with funds from their nonprofit. All money and canned food items, again, are donated on Hogue's behalf to the Atlantic Food Pantry, and they will be turned in at the end of the month. Elsewhere in area news, Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke yesterday announced the write-in winners of some certain city elections that were held Tuesday in offices where no one filed to run. The write-in candidates who received the most votes up to the number of seats to be filled were declared winners, and they include in Elliott, Michael Christensen, the winner of the mayor's office with 10 votes. Lita Rush received 7 votes, and Todd Silk received 6 to win the 2 seats on the Elliott City Council. 2 candidates on the ballot for 3 seats in the Villisca City Council, Robert Nerup and Marsha Shepard, were declared winners earlier with 101 and 82 votes respectively. Write-in winner Lee Hedzik received 7 votes for the 3rd seat. And there were 3 seats open on the City Council in Coburg. The write-in winners were Lester Ballard with 5 votes, Alexandria Schooling with 4 votes, and Jody Schooling with 5 votes. All those results, of course, are unofficial until they're canvassed 1 p.m. Tuesday by the Board of Supervisors. Any absentee ballots still outstanding that were postmarked by Monday, November 4th, and received by the time of the canvass will be added into the results, which could impact those results. The Iowa Department of Revenue is updating its income tax withholding tables for 2020 to comply with recent tax law changes. Revenue spokesman John Fuller says employers will be trimming the amount of Iowa tax held from employees' paychecks beginning January 1st, meaning changes in Iowans' take-home pay.
They will get more money in their paychecks, which is always a thing that most people like. But it might be good to go on our website, and we have a withholding calculator that they can plug some information in and sort of see where they might end up.
So how much more money will we be seeing in our paychecks next month?
It's really hard to answer that question because everyone's different and everyone's tax situation's different.
And he said that Iowans who mark zero on their withholdings may consider raising that to a one or two, or they may not need to make any alterations at all to their W-4 form.
I had a neighbor question me last year. This is the second year that we've done this, and he said that he didn't really see a need to change, and yeah, that I didn't change mine either, so you may not need to.
Well, it may seem like a nice reward to get a fat tax refund every spring. Voller says many Iowans just like to adjust their earnings to come out closer to the break-even point.
The ideal situation for most people is to come out of the year sort of not owing a lot of money on your 2019 taxes and not getting a huge check, because that means you've missed out on that money throughout the year.
The Iowa legislature enacted sweeping tax reforms in 2018, and the changes are being put in place gradually for the 2019 and 2020 tax years. You can find the new tax tables and the withholding calculator at the Iowa Department of Revenue's website at tax.iowa.gov. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says she's talked directly with President Trump about the furor over the proposed EPA rules, which Ernst says do not fulfill the deal Trump struck in September on the renewable fuels standard.
I did visit with the president actually again two nights ago on this issue and several other issues, but largely focused on the RFS. And the president is upset that this is not the same formula that we agreed on in the Oval Office.
Ernst says there is what she calls an opportunity for correction, but she's not sure now is the time for that to happen. A public comment period is currently underway on the EPA's mandate on ethanol and biodiesel production in 2020.
So when I spoke to the president the other night, we would be circling back up. So I do anticipate that between the White House and the staff that's actively working on the RFS, we'll be able to visit again with them.
Ernst and Iowa's other U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley have filed a written statement on Thursday with the EPA urging agency officials to uphold their end of the bargain that Trump struck with the biofuels industry.
I think with overwhelming support, we can hope to fix this error that has been made. I mean, it's not an error. I think Andrew Wheeler, of course, did it on purpose.
Ernst has previously called for EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler's removal if the EPA doesn't adjust its plans for next year's federal production mandate for ethanol and biodiesel. Well, the U.S. Department of Labor late Wednesday awarded 427 employers from around the nation for recruiting, employing, and retaining America's veterans. The 2019 Hire Vets Medallion Award recipients attest to the hiring of more than 52,000 veterans since 2017. Included among the recipients is in the small business category was Campbell and Mechanical in Atlantic. The awards were presented at a ceremony hosted by Secretary of Labor Eugene Scalia at the department's headquarters in Washington, D.C. Scalia said the recipients of the 2019 Hire Vets Medallion Awards had demonstrated a commitment to hiring veterans and helping them develop meaningful long-term careers. From small-town businesses to Fortune 500 companies, he said these employers understand that veterans are uniquely qualified and dedicated employees who make significant contributions in the workplace. Other Iowa businesses awarded for hiring veterans include Shin Kellogg LLC out of Albia, Brad Deary Motors in Maquoketa, Iowa Lakes Regional Water in Spencer, and Marion Process Solutions in Marion. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.